Is there any... excuse me for a moment. Can you tell us, can you recall how the unemployed were organized in your area?
No, I suppose just a few men got together and it grew and grew.
It started with the block. I believe it's block committees they refer to them as. Do you know what would a block committee entail? How would it be? Can't remember that?
Well, the people who were with your husband, they would have been his neighbors, right?
Yeah. Well, all around, you know. Wouldn't be maybe the next door neighbor, perhaps, but those that were unemployed.
Mm-hmm. And how many of the people who lived around you were unemployed? A lot of them?
Quite a number, yes. Not many, but there was a big crowd.
How would you describe your neighborhood there on Capitol Hill? What kind of people were they?
Very good. Yeah. Always have been. Always had a good name, Capitol Hill, for friendship.
Uh-huh. Where did most of them work when they did work?
Vancouver. Over.
And Barnett Mills.
Barnett Mills. There's a lot of people at Barnett Mills, yes.
So when Barnett Mills finally, ceased,
right.
It must have really had quite an impact
on
that area.
Well, you see, in 1929, you see the crash came, and this all involved, all this, you see, it came about.
Were there many people who came around Capitol Hill asking for food or asking for jobs? No. I guess they knew that most people in that area were unemployed anyway. Mm-hmm. Wasn't worth it.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. I wish I had remembered that about the block committees. I can't remember that.
But you remember that he was in a fairly organized group.
Oh, yeah.
And that, well, tell us about the picketing you did.
Well, the people that were going to be evicted from their homes, a lot of the unemployed would go in front of their homes, but they still just put them out anyway. The sheriff would just go up and just put them out. And one up in McGill, I remember. I forget the name of the people, though, but they set the bed up on the boulevard and put the children to bed right there and then.
On the boulevard?
On the boulevard, yes. And I don't suppose they went to sleep, perhaps, but anyway, that was...
So did you go to many of these?
Yes, I did.
Evasion?
Yeah. Evictions? Yes, I did. And some of them had built their own homes. And still couldn't pay for them and were evicted, which was very sad, you know.
And where did people go when they got evicted, do you know?
Just in some hovel, I guess, any place they could get,
yeah. You
know. It was very hard.
Were there many hovels around Burnaby that people could have moved into?
Well, I shouldn't call them that, I guess, but...
Shacks?
Little homes and basement suites, yeah. Basement... accommodation. And is that thing going round and round?
Yes. Oh! Doesn't matter. Is there any one specific thing that sticks in your mind from the 1930s?
How would you say it affected your life and those around you?
Well, it wasn't bad at all. It really wasn't bad at all, you know.
Yeah.
You see, I just had got two children, you see, and I was very happy.
Yeah.
Because we were married quite some time. And we were very fortunate to have get these two. And so it didn't affect us too much, you know, I don't know. We were quite happy.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's the nature of the people also.